Time to say hello to Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller this morning. What's going on, Sid?
Well, good morning, Todd. It's got a prospects of rain in lots of parts of the state today, and boy, do we need it.
Well, I got too much rain around San Antonio, looks like, to me. It looks like they had a flood here like a couple days ago.
Yeah, west over around Uvalde, they sure did. We got, you know, hopefully we'll catch some water in Lake Amistad and Falcon. Boy, do they need it. They're under 30% capacity, each one of those. So they were busy in on the lower Rio Grande moving the Connex containers that they'd put up for border walls. They were afraid, you know, since they're empty and airtight, that they would get washed down the Rio Grande and, you know, stop it up and cause even more flooding. So got a lot of busy folks getting ready for this rain and preparing for it.
How's the moisture at the old ranch down there where you're at?
Well, it's been kind of spotty. Some people around us got 3 to 5 inches. I only got like 6/10, but we got a chance for some more. We really need it. We've got a problem spreading pretty rapidly across the state. We have over 70 counties now that have this pasture mealybug. It's worked its way all the way up from South Texas to Central Texas. You know, it's in I live in Erath County, Stephenville. It's already in Comanche County, adjoining counties next to me. So everybody better be checking your coastal fields. This thing can wipe you out almost like fall army worms. So you got to be on your toes. And there's not really anything labeled to fight it. You know, soapy water is probably the best thing, but it's hard to get it on them because they're down in the canopy of the grass. So be on the lookout, and you know, for this thing, it can just, you know, wipe a hayfield out overnight.
What's the latest on the old screw room situation down there?
Well, I'm flying out to El Paso today. I've got a big meeting tomorrow and at the Santa Teresa import station. I'm meeting with all of the agriculture secretaries from the border states of Mexico and the border states of the United States. Mexico doesn't have any defense right now. The 100 million sterile flies are coming to Texas, and it's left Mexico completely vulnerable. So we're going to talk about using ivermectin as a feed additive, as a preventative. And I'm going to share with them the SWAS system, the screwworm adult suppression system, which basically is a fly bait. We're taking the recipe out there, you know, with the insecticide in it, the bait pellets, the attractant, and share that with them because USDA hasn't ever shared that with them. They're very excited about getting their hands on that and maybe having a tool that could actually help wipe out the screwworm fly. So we'll be there all day tomorrow. I don't get in until late. I'll fly back into Dallas late tomorrow night.
Well, the situation continues with high input costs for farmers. Somehow we got to get that thing turned around here before harvest time.
Well, fertilizer prices, you know, started backing off when we opened the Strait of Hormuz. We've got that kind of fell apart. Oil prices are still under $80, so it hasn't, you know, it's bumped things up a little bit. We've got some infrastructure improvements coming, you know, online to help lower the fertilizer prices should something like this happen again. I still think we've seen the peak in fertilizer prices, and hopefully they'll continue to creep downward because, you know, between the price of diesel, which has come down, thank goodness, and the price of fertilizer, inputs are definitely up. Now we've had some good news. China bought a lot more soybeans. We saw, I think you just gave a 17-cent increase in the price of wheat. So that's good. We've got corn and grain sorghum coming off in South Texas. They're in the middle of harvest because they've got shut down because of the rain, but the harvest looks, you know, pretty good down there. The cotton's starting to look pretty good in South Texas because of this excessive rain that we've had down there. I was out on the high plains in far west Texas. Cotton's up. It looks like it needs a drink, so hopefully it'll get one.
Well, we picked up some rain here off and on over the last 30 days or so. On the 24th of June, we had 2.5 inches. And then last week it picked up another half inch. Pretty spotty, though, so you never know what you're going to get out here.
Yeah, we need a week's worth of that nice, slow rain to get some sub-moisture, you know, to get us through these hot summer months. Cotton likes the heat, but it also needs a little water to drink to go with it.
Well, we got to get this Warth mess over with here quick, because that's causing lots of problems.
Well, it has. You know, we've got Trump in charge. Thank goodness, it's the first time somebody's fought back in 50 years against Iran and their terroristic threats and actions. So, he's just going to have to, in my opinion, he's just going to have to wipe them off the face of the earth. They just don't negotiate. They don't think like, the rest of the world. So, they just can't negotiate with them. I think they've proved that. They do a ceasefire, and within 48 hours, they've broken it. So, they're just not rational people, and you're going to have to, I think we're just going to have to treat them as such.
Well, we got that crude oil market down to $60 for a little bit a week or so ago when things were looking promising. Now back up to $79.80 this morning. So, like you said, we time to hit the button and start getting serious.
Well, the hottest thing across the state and across, I guess actually across our nation too, is data centers. These things have gotten way out of control. We can't, I've called on the governor for 1 year moratorium. He gave us a 6 month moratorium, which is absolutely useless. It gets him right past his reelection, but it doesn't give the legislature time to act and put some parameters, guardrails and regulations over these things. So, regular session meets in January, they won't finish till June, and new laws won't take effect till September of 2027. We don't have over a year to wait. We have to have it now. So without the moratorium, we're very vulnerable. So I called on the governor to call a special session, no more than 30 days. It could last over 30 days. So legislature could come in tomorrow if he'd call a session and get to work on this. Maybe one or two other issues could be added to the call. They can't work on anything but what the governor puts on the call. 6 weeks, we could have this, these guidelines around these data centers in place. Short of that, there's nothing, this going to happen. So that's our only hope, is that the governor will go ahead and call a special session. And he says he wants the legislature to act, but it's kind of a wink and a nod to his data center supporters. By the way, we're going to find out today just how much money he took from the data centers. Early reports will say it's several million. So he's kind of burning the candle at both ends. He wants to support the data centers because they're heavy contributors, his largest contributors to his reelection campaign. Yet he knows that 80% of the people in Texas hate data centers now, that we have too many of them. So he's kind of between a rock and a hard place. He wants to appear to the public that he's, trying to rein in the data centers, and same time he's giving a wink and a nod that they have over a year to get everything in place and be grandfathered in. So he's in a no-win situation. He's, burning the candle at both ends, and pretty soon it's going to burn his fingers. People are really, really upset about it. I know that they're having the town hall meetings out in your part of the state. I think there was over 1,000 people at the one in Lubbock the other day, and they don't even have data centers there. But people are upset about it. They don't want them. They come in and run our electric rates up, use all of our water. They build on our most valuable farmland. They drive up housing rates, rental rates. We don't have, we don't have places to farm. They take up several thousand acres. Takes it, right off grazing or raising cotton. These things are not everything they cracked up to be, and they really are net negative on new jobs. They do create a lot of construction jobs on the front end, but that doesn't last very long. But they replace jobs, in the long term. And a lot of these, Abbott gave them $1.3 billion in tax abatements, so it's really not that valuable to a local community.
I know Childress is having some problems over there with that data center. They got rents going crazy. Everything's going nuts over there, and they're trying to put one up in Desmith County too. You know, just northwest of here.
Well, they're everywhere. We've got over 500 construction under construction or permitted. And here's the scary part. Let's talk electricity a minute. They our highest peak load was in 2023. The summer, the heat, we used 85 gigawatts electricity. If we'd have hit 90, we would have had rolling blackouts. When all these data centers get hooked up, it's going to be almost 500 gigawatts of power that they will need. That's five times more power than we have. I don't know what we're going to do. That dog, man, that dog won't hunt. It's going to be treacherous. We just can't sustain that. So it's a real problem. And Abbott, you know, the data centers were complaining that it was taking the ERCOT, the PUC, too long to approve their connections to the grid. So what did Abbott do? He said, well, just approve them in batches. Just lump them all together there and approve them all at once. Don't take time to review them and just go ahead and approve them so they can get rolling, so they can get grandfathered in before the legislature acts. So that's what's going on. That's the truth right there.
A lot of things going on in the state. Hard to keep track of it all. That's for dang sure.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, between data centers and screw worms, that's pretty much my whole day every day right now. Those are the two hottest topics.
Missed you up in Vega yesterday. Had a nice turnout for their first ever beef cattle conference up there at the old extension office.
Well, those are nice. You know, those are good to go to. You can actually pick up some CEU credits at most of those, continuing education credits, you know, for your pesticide applicator license. And of course, we run the pesticide program for the state. So we're always, you know, trying to come up with ways that, you know, you can keep those licenses current.
All right. Safe travels today, Sid. Always good to talk to you. And we'll do it again in August.
I'll wave as I fly over your part of the state headed to El Paso today.